Olinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Footy Shorts, written by Margaret Clark and read by Mark Mitchell. Be sure to visit our website at www.olinda.com. Details of other available and forthcoming Olinda Audio book releases can be found at the end of this recording. Footy Shorts by Margaret Clark begins with a dedication to Laura with love. Chapter 1.
Stop handballing and kick it up the corridor, yells Dad as I fumble the footy. But our coach has said more handball, so halfway through my handball I try for a kick instead and boot my wrist. And of course the ball goes skidding off sideways and the hyenas get possession. There's a groan from the crowd. If a kid stuffs up in the match, it's the worst. Like, I feel lousy for a week, my guts will be churning, and I'm wondering if I'm going to be a legend or a loser in the next week's match. Man up! Man up! A cheetah fan roars. My hyena's little and skinny, which makes it worse. I should be able to stay with him as we charge back down the oval, but he's built of elastic or something, and I reckon he's got a hydrofoil up his arse because he just takes off like he's jet-propelled, leaves me for dead, and does this glorious drop punt that goes right into the arms of number 14. Their side, naturally. I said man up! Why don't you listen? I'm starting to hate footy. You see, I have to play whether I want to or not, because my great-grandpa played for the Cheetahs, my grandpa did, and so did my dad, and each time they played in the grand final. And we're talking league here because that's where they ended up. The Big Cats won the premiership. Ever since the Cheetahs first kicked a footy back in 1925, the other teams reckoned the Cheetahs always won because they're cheats. Never mind that the rhinos always charge the man, and the vultures go for the eyeballs, and the hyenas are...